Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So there are a lot of verses without purport, so I'll just read the translations to them, and then when we get to text 29, which has a purport, we'll chant it together. So, text 17. Lord Vishnu, I must nonetheless act in obedience to your order, because obeying your order is most auspicious and is the best, is the first duty of everyone. Text 18. Shukadeva Goswami continued, in this way, the most powerful Shukracharya accepted the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full respect. Along with the best brahmanas, he began to compensate for the discrepancies in the sacrifices performed by Bali Maharaj. Text 19. O King Parikshit, thus having taken all of the land of Bali Maharaj by begging the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vamanadev, delivered to his brother Indra all the land taken away by Indra's enemy. Text 20 and 21. Lord Brahma, the master of King Daksha and all other Prajapatis, accompanied by all the demigods, the great saintly persons, the inhabitants of Pitraloka, the Manus, the Munis, and such leaders as Daksha, Bhrigu, and Angira, as well as Kartikeya and Lord Shiva, accepted Lord Vamanadeva as the protector of everyone. He did this for the pleasure of Kashyapa Muni and his wife Aditi, and for the welfare of all the inhabitants of the universe, including their various leaders. Text 20 and 23. O King Parikshit, Indra was considered the king of all the universe, but the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, wanted Upendra, Lord Vamandev, as the protector of the Vedas, the principles of religion, fame, opulence, auspiciousness, vows, elevation to the higher planetary systems, and liberation. Thus they accepted Upendra, Lord Vamanadev, as the supreme master of everything. This decision made all living entities extremely happy. Text 24. Thereafter, along with all the leaders of the heavenly planets, Indra, the king of heaven, placed Vamanadev before him, and with the approval of Lord Brahma, brought him to the heavenly planet in a celestial airplane. Text 25. Indra, king of heaven, being protected by the arms of Vamanadev, the supreme personality of Godhead, thus regained his rule of the three worlds and was reinstated in his own position, supremely opulent, fearless, and fully satisfied. Text 26 to 27. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Kartikeya, the great sage Bhrigu, and other saintly persons, the inhabitants of Pitraloka, and all the other living entities present, including the inhabitants of Siddhaloka and living entities who travel in outer space by airplane, all glorified the uncommon activities of Lord Vamanadeva. O King, while chanting about and glorifying the Lord, they returned to their respective heavenly planets. They also praised the position of Aditi. Text 28. O Maharaj Parikshit, pleasure of your dynasty, I have now described to you everything about the wonderful activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva. Those who hear about this are certainly freed from all the results of sinful activities. So text 29. Patra Mahina Uru Vikramanto Grinano Ya Partavani Vimame Sa Rajansi Martyaha Kim Jayamana Uta Jata Upayati Martya Iti Aha Mantradrig Rishi Purushasya Yasya. Brahma Samhita? Yeah. Paramahimna Urvikramato Grinano. Ya Partavani Vimame Sarajamsi Martya. Kim Jayamana Uta Jata Upaiti Martya. Ityaha Mantra Drigrishi Purushasya Yasya. Paramahimna Urvikramato Grinano. Ya Partivani Vimame Sarajamsi Martya. Kim Jayamana Utajata Upaiti Martya. Ityaha Mantra Drigrishi Purushasya Yasya. Paramahimna Urvikramato Grinano. Ya Partavani Vimame Sarajamsi Martyaha. Kim Jayamana Utajata Upaiti Martya. Ityaha Mantra Jigrishi Purushasya Yasya. Tavani Vimame Sarajamsi Martya. Yamjayamana Vaiti Martya. Itaha mantra jagrishi purushasya yasya. Go ahead. Yitya mantra jagrishi purushasya yasya. Para mahima uvikramata grinano. Ya partavani vimame sarjasi martya. Im jaya mana uta jati apaiti martya. Ityaha mantra jagrishi purushasya yasya. Vaishnavis. Paramahimna Rukrishnapamayana. Ya Parthavani Vimame Sayansi Martya. Imjaya Manam Tajati Apaiti Martya. Param, the measurement, Mahimnaha, of the glories, Uvikramataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who acts wonderfully. Grinanaha can count. Yaha, a person who. Partivani, of the whole planet Earth. Vimame can count. Saha, he. Rajansi, the atoms. Martyaha, a human being who is subject to death. Kim, what? Jayamanaha, one who will take birth in the future. Uta, either. Jataha, one who is already born. Upaiti, can do. Martyaha, a person subject to death. Iti, thus. Aha, said. Mantradrik, who could foresee the Vedic mantras. Rishihi, the great saintly Vashishta Muni. Purushasya, of the Supreme Person. Yasya, of whom? Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. One who is subject to death cannot measure the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Trivikram, Lord Vishnu, any more than he can count the number of atoms on the entire planet Earth. No one, whether born already or destined to take birth, is able to do this. This has been sung by the great sage Vashishta. Please repeat. One who is subject to death cannot measure the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Trivikram, Lord Vishnu, any more than he can count the number of atoms on the entire planet Earth. No one, whether born already or destined to take birth, is able to do this. This has been sung by the great sage Vashishta. Purport. Vashishta Muni has given a mantra about Lord Vishnu. Nate Vishnor Jayamano Najato Mahimna Param Anantam Apa. No one can estimate the extent of the uncommonly glorious activities of Lord Vishnu. Unfortunately, there are so-called scientists who are subject to death at every moment, but are trying to understand by speculation the wonderful creation of the cosmos. This is a foolish attempt. Long, long ago, Vashishta Muni said that no one in the past could measure the glories of the Lord and that no one can do so in the future. One must simply be satisfied with seeing the glorious activities of the Supreme Lord's creation. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 42, Vishtabhyaham idam kritsnam ekam shena stito jagat. Quote, with a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe, end quote. The material world consists of innumerable universes, each one full of innumerable planets, which are all considered to be the products of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's material energy. Yet, this is only one-fourth of God's creation. The other three-fourths of creation constitute the spiritual world. Among the innumerable planets in only one universe, the so-called scientists cannot understand even the moon and Mars, but they try to define the creation of the Supreme Lord and His uncommon energy. Such men have been described as crazy. Dunam Pramata Kurute Vikarma, Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Such crazy men unnecessarily waste time, energy, and money in attempting to defy the glorious activities of Arukrama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So in the last part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes the first line of a verse from the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dinam Pramata Kurute Vikarma, Yat Indriya Pritya Apranoti Nasaru Manye Yat Atmano Yam Asana Bi Kleshada Asadeha. So, nunam pramata means there are some crazy persons, and Srila Prabhupada is identifying them with the modern materialistic scientists who are trying to explain the origin of life and the universe without reference to God. Nunam pramata, he says, such people are crazy. Kurute vikarma. And such people, they perform all kinds of sinful activities because they don't recognize the existence of any lawgiver in the universe. You know, they think the universe is just a cosmic accident. Somehow or other, it popped into being. Yeah, by means of some big bang or something like that, by some impersonal, accidental, cosmic process. So there's no God in control of the universe. God didn't create the universe as far as they're concerned. So if they don't recognize any lawgiver, then they think, well, we can do whatever we want. We make the laws. If we decide this is the law, that's what the law is. If you try to follow some laws of God, then you're considered to be fundamentalist, crazy. But who's really crazy? Srila Prabhupada is explaining, because there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead who is the cause of the universe and everything in it. And he has established laws, and if one violates them, then one is engaging in vikarma, activities that go against the laws of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, nunam pramata kurute vikarma, yet indriya pritya apranoti, such people will think that to gratify the senses of the material body in an unrestricted way is the meaning of real freedom. Yes, my senses are demanding this or that, so let me satisfy my senses, let me please my senses. But nasadu manye, the saintly persons, the Vaishnavas, the representatives of the Lord, the Supreme Lord, think, na sadhu manye, that's not very good. That's not a very good proposal. Asanapi kleshada asadeha, because that means you become attached to a material body, which is kleshada, a source of suffering. Janma mrityu jiravyadhi dukkha dosh anadarshanam. There's birth, death, old age, disease. So many miseries come as a result of being attached to a material body. So there's so many places in the Vedic literature where Krishna explains how wrong it is what the materialistic scientists are trying to do. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, asatyam apratishtam te jagad ahur anishvaram aparasparasam bhutam kimanyat kamahaitukam. There's a certain class of philosopher that thinks, yes, this material world has no controller. There's no Ishvara. There's no God who's the source and cause of it. It just popped into being on its own, just by chance. And therefore, we can do whatever we like. So, you know, they organize their whole worldwide human civilization based on sense gratification. In that 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, yes, those who think like that, they will think that to gratify their material senses till death is the main purpose of human existence. And they will be in total anxiety from the beginning of their lives to the end, because they'll have so many material desires which can never be satisfied. And they'll fight with each other to satisfy them. And they'll create horrible things, Krishna says, meant to destroy the world. So we can see this is going on in all the schools and universities around the world. They're being taught the universe is a cosmic accident, came about by some big bang. There's no intelligence behind it. As far as the living things are concerned, we're just machines made of molecules that somehow or other came into existence and evolved. And we should just try to get as much sense gratification as we can while we're here, because after that there's nothing. Now if some people want to believe in their God, believe in their Bhagavad Gita or their Bible or their Quran, that's fine. Believe whatever you like. But don't interfere with us. You can privately believe whatever you like if it makes you feel good. But don't try to bring into the education system the idea that there's a soul, that there's a God that created the universe. No, don't do that. Don't tell us how to run the political life of the worldwide human civilization. We've got all that under control. So, because of this, you know, Srila Prabhupada wrote things like he says in these purports about how there are so-called scientists who are subject to death at every moment but are trying to understand by speculation the wonderful creation of the cosmos. They try to speculate how, it's a game they play, how can we explain the origin of the universe without God? And they speculate in so many ways. So, yeah, because of this, Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish in Sridhar Mayapur, Temple of Vedic Planetarium, where he would present to the world the real story of the origin of the universe and the nature of the universe. We can see from this description that we're reading here in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the universe is manifested by God, and it is full of conscious beings at every level of reality. And there are controllers. There's Lord Brahma, who's the engineer of the universe and the creator of the bodies in it. There are different demigods who are in charge of various aspects of the universe. And yeah, the Srimad Bhagavatam is presenting this, the idea of a consciousness-based universe that has a purpose. As Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, there are actually many material universes. There are actually millions of them. But that's only a small part of the whole cosmic manifestation. The greater part of it is the spiritual world, which is full of unlimited spiritual planets, which are the real home of the soul. We're actually meant to exist in the spiritual world where we can fully express our nature as Satchitananda Vigraha, as spiritual beings that have the property of eternal existence, knowledge, and spiritual pleasure. Amaivamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana, Krishna says. All souls, they're part of me, and like Krishna is Satchitananda Vigraha, the soul is also Satchitananda Vigraha, full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. But just like the spark of the fire is the same substance as the big fire, but it's just smaller, so the soul is infinitesimal, whereas Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all the souls, possesses all spiritual opulences in unlimited quantity. So the individual souls are related to the Supreme Soul as eternal servants, eternal loving servants. And they're meant to express that nature on that higher level of reality. But if by misuse of free will, souls choose not to love and serve God, but to love and serve matter and their own material bodies, then the material universes are there for them. They're meant to give the souls a chance to act out their desires, to enjoy themselves separately from God, but also to give them the chance to go back home, back to Godhead, if they develop a desire to do that. So the universe is not just a cosmic accident. It has a purpose. So, yeah, we should understand that. So, any comments, questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Oops, sorry.